Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick preaches parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center. His preaching is entitled, More Joy.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Tell me, suppose a man has 100 sheep and one of them strays, will he not leave the 99 on the hillside and go in search of the stray? I tell you solemnly, if he finds it, it gives him more joy than do the 99 that did not stray at all. Similarly, it is never the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was pastor of a parish in Melbourne, Australia, a father came to me in great distress, asking me help him look for his daughter who had run away from home. She was about 16 years old. The whole family were desperate. There had been a family argument and she had left. We went to some likely spots, checking with her friends. Then someone suggested the woman who taught her horse riding. We knew they were good friends. We went there and found her. Dad was thrilled and tried to hug her, but she rejected him and said, "I told you not to look for me." Kevin replied, "Do you seriously think that I wouldn't look for you? I had to. I needed a chance to say sorry." They went home happily together. Listening to that gospel story today, I can imagine the shepherd being overjoyed at finding the lost sheep. It is no time for punishing or continuing the argument. I could imagine God, the good shepherd, saying sorry too. No matter what the reason, and it probably was foolishness, the shepherd would have to be overjoyed. Showing any other emotion would certainly ensure the sheep staying away for good the next time. Some wise people could say, "Why bother to look for it? Just hang on to the ones you have." But we know that love impels us. In the time of Jesus, the shepherds knew the names of every one of their sheep. They had to look for the lost. And we know too, this is part of our Christian culture. We have to take the risk. Recently, we have heard tragic stories of children being taken from their parents when families tried to cross borders looking to escape to freedom. The children ended up in cages. This resulted in universal condemnation of the American policy. It is so obviously against the will of God. We have to be able to search for the lost and bring them home. It is part of our Christian culture. Thanks for listening. Happy Advent.